From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles of God and Science and their forthcoming album, Black Rabbit. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. For months, I've been giving a little lip service to wanting to showcase more New Mexico-based artists, and it looks like I finally hit pay dirt. One such band is called Of God and Science, who are about to release their forthcoming CD, Black Rabbit. Rockwired spoke with the band's lead singer, Matt Dominguez, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their forthcoming CD, Black Rabbit, here are Of God and Science with Wasteland. From their forthcoming CD, Black Rabbit, that was Of God and Science with Wasteland. Visit the band at their official website, www.ofgodandscience.com. Rockwired spoke with the band's lead singer, Matt Dominguez, about their forthcoming release and the evolution of the band. Here's how it went.
This party started.
Well, with the album Black Rabbit off to the presses and about to be released for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result, after all the work that has gone into it is behind you?
I feel great about it. It's, it's been a long time coming for me. You know, I think since we started, working on the songs, it's been, 2.5 years, 3 years, so, I'm relieved that it's over and it turned out good.
What do you think is the biggest difference with the Black Rabbit from the previous release?
I think there's more mature, I think our writing has matured over that 3 years, I think with the first record, not that I didn't like it, but I feel that this record represents more of what we're about because we've, been together longer, and I think for me I've started to find my own voice, in music.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
Well, me and Jeremy have been playing together for, about 14 years. We met in college at UNM, and, we had our first terrible band. Everyone has to be in a terrible band first. So. And then we, probably about 6 years ago, we picked up Julian. He was kind of the first other songwriter that I ever worked with. Pretty much all my stuff prior was just me writing songs and having people play. And so when I met him, it kind of made things a little easier. And also gave me a little bit more perspective on, what I was doing, because he's a really good writer.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
I wasn't extremely into music when I was a kid. My mom was a choir singer, but I was kind of always the shy kid who didn't want to sing, that my family makes fun of me now because, we'd be on family trips in the car and stuff and everyone would be singing and I would always be the quiet one, in the back just hanging out. But I think when I graduated high school, my grandma, she was a guitar player, so she gave me a guitar. And so I just kind of started playing around with chords and, the first time I ever wrote a song that I thought that I liked, it was an emotion that I couldn't, I knew then that I had to just continue it. It was the only thing that made me feel, alive, like I had any kind of relevance.
It's interesting that you say that the band sort of first came together back in back at UNM. I went to UNM 14 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I was back in '96, right?
Yeah.
Around that time, that was when I transferred from there from College of Santa Fe.
Oh yeah.
And I was a creative writing major. So it's rare that I ever interview a band that has anything to do with UNM.
Yeah. Well, me and Jeremy started a band called the Tiberius Effect. I think we were okay. I think the college kids liked us, but I don't know. I wasn't. We went into record a record and about. We were working at Santa Fe Center Studios, and about halfway through the record, I just kind of, I wasn't real confident, at that time with what I was doing, and I just, decided to shut it down. I was like, I can't be a part of this. So I kind of took 2 years off.
I see.
Of playing in a band and just started to, exercise all kinds of wacky music, nonsensical stuff. And, from there, I'm just kind of learning how to write songs again.
Did you guys ever play at Fat Chance when that was opened?
No, we used to play at Sprockets a lot.
Oh, it became, yeah, it became Sprockets later on, yeah, but yeah.
I think Sprockets just opened maybe a year or two.
Yeah, that's ago. Right.
But it was funny because we went there and, you know, we got our first gig on like a Monday night, you know, and we went there and the owner happened to be there and he heard us play and he's like, you know, they had had a Thursday band, you know, like a regular house band.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked us so much, I guess, that he made us their house band, so we used to play there every Thursday, which is pretty funny.
I see.
Yeah. That guy Neil's a good guy.
And talk about your other bandmates. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise that makes it work.
Yeah, well, me and Jeremy have been, you know, best friends for a long time.
Yeah.
I think, you know, early on, we kind of had a hard, you know, a harder relationship trying to work in a unit, you know, because we both wanted to be creators, and, you know, all that. I think we've kind of, you know, over the years, sorted out our own roles, you know, and I think Jeremy in particular is, you know, real good about identifying his role and identifying mine and not, you know, just trying to do individually what you have to do to make the, you know, the group go forward. And then Julian, I think, you know, his big strength is you know, just music. He's like a classically trained musician, so, and I am definitely not. So he's really, you know, his strong suit is just music, instruments, you know, plays all kinds of different instruments, and he really gives me a good palette of instruments to, you know, to paint pictures. You know, it's nice for me.
Visit the band at their official website, www.ofgodandscience.com. From their forthcoming CD, Black Rabbit, here is Of God and Science once again with Turbulence. Drop into the capsule. listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the December Artist of the Month, Circle Down, and their EP, Mobius. Combining the grit of metal and the pulsating rhythm of hip-hop, Circle Down creates a one-of-a-kind rock and roll punch that kicks your ass in the next week, with rockin' slammin' jams such as Half Step, Ashes Falling, and Crash. Tough times call for tough people, and years of rough starts has only made this band even tougher. This is rock and roll. This is Circle Down and their EP Mobius, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Circle Down at www.circledown.com. Cast your vote for the Rockwired Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Sweet Kiss Mama, Brandon McHose, La Cat, The Jesus Rehab, The Matt Burke Band, Kelly Lee Evans, and 49 Stones. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close on New Year's Eve, and the winner is announced on January 3rd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Coming soon to rockwired.com, a show that will change the way you think about the music industry. Rockwired Media presents Rock and Trade Weekly Report, a show all about the business of rock and roll. Join us as we profile some of the top entrepreneurs in the industry and shine a light on the issues facing music making today. The Rock and Trade Weekly Report, coming in January to rockwired.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, right here at rockwired.com. And today we're giving it up for the Albuquerque-based band of God and Science and their forthcoming album, Black Rabbit. Rockwired spoke with the band's lead singer, Matt Dominguez, about the band's beginnings and their future as music makers. Here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the creative process within the band. How do you guys go about writing songs?
Well, for me, I don't know, I don't really have a particular way. I think stuff just kind of comes out of me whenever, you know. I'm not the most prolific writer, so, you know, stuff just kind of comes out whenever it does, and I'll take demos and stuff and of songs and give them to Julian and everyone else, and we'll just kind of try to, you know, fit it in that way.
And with that being said, what songs off of Black Rabbit resonate for you the most and why?
I think Wasteland to me, you know, now resonates the most. It was the newest song that was added. It was like the last song that I wrote for it. You know, it's funny because the opening track, but it was actually written last. But it kind of encompasses the whole thing, you know. The whole writing process, because we ended up recording the record, I think, two times. You know, had done a rough draft, and then, you know, ended up having to scrap everything and start over. So to me, you know, it's kind of a bummer of a process for a long time. So to me, Wasteland always made sense, because we were, you know, kind of wasting time and everything was unresolved for a long time. So it was the end of a period for me.
One song that kind of leaps out at me is The Gospel. Talk about that one.
Well, I grew up Catholic. You know, I was an altar boy, you know, all that nonsense. And my mom was a, a choir singer, so, you know, I was always at church and, you know, doing all that stuff. And then, you know, when I got out, you know, I kind of had a different, or when I got out of high school, you know, kind of off on my own, I kind of had a different understanding about just religion and life in general. I think my idea of, you know, idols in general, you know, it just didn't really make too much sense to me. You know, I think I'm more of a spiritual person, so I kind of wanted to write or kind of like you know, like a gospel song, but have it be about, you know, that the point of the song is that you have to save yourself. You know, you can't rely on someone or anything particularly to save you.
And have any of these new songs been tested in front of a live audience yet, or?
No, not really. We did probably about a couple months ago. We played like a private party, just the three of us. So just acoustic stuff, but we just played a couple of the songs. And, you know, it was well received, that's for sure. I mean, the album's kind of been leaking out all over the place for, I don't know, almost a year. Things like demos and all that different stuff.
What would you like a listener to come away with after they've heard Black Rabbit?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I guess I want, you know, like all art, you want it to mean something to the person. I don't necessarily know what that is. You know, I kind of want the listener just to, you know, whatever they can take from it. That's kind of what the record's about. You know, you have to paint your own picture of it. You know, I definitely don't want to be preaching, you know, trying to get people to feel a certain way or do certain things. I'm kind of against that kind of stuff.
Too early to ask this question because, you know, Black Rabbit hasn't been released, you know, hasn't had the proper release yet, but
right.
What do you think is next for the band musically?
Musically as far as music career, or?
As far as any sounds you might want to embrace, or your, you know, anything stylistically different that you might want to do, or do you wish to stay the course, or that kind of thing, you know. Not meaning to sound like Bush or nothing, but, you know.
Right.
Sorry.
You know, for me, writing's never been like that. I didn't set out to make this record, you know, different from the last record, or, you know, with anything particular in mind. I think it just kind of hits me when it does. So, you know, as far as what I expect the sound of our band to morph into, I don't know. I guess we'll see how I feel. You know, what comes out then.
Visit the band at their official website, www.ofgodandscience.com. From their forthcoming CD, Black Rabbit, here is Of God and Science once more with The Gospel.
I am saved in the eyes of the Lord. I am saved in the eyes of the Lord. So won't you take me up to the heavens up above? I am saved in the eyes of the Lord. I am saved in the eyes of the Lord. I am saved in the eyes of the Lord. So won't you take of the Lord. Nobody can save me in the eyes of the Lord. Nobody can save me.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Matt Dominguez and Jerry Fine from Of God and Science, and to Kevin Hopper of Local IQ. Visit the band at www.ofgodandscience.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical Aptitude since 2005.